The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, with Anton Lesser as Marcus Didius Falco. Rome, AD 70, summer.
It all started when a pretty girl came running up the forum steps. I decided she was wearing way too many clothes. It was late summer. Rome frizzled like a pancake on a griddle plate. People flopped on stools in shadowed doorways, bare knees apart, naked to the waist. And that was just the women.
Whoops.
Excuse me.
Hello, excuse me.
Close to, I still thought she was wearing too many clothes. I like my women in a few wisps of drapery. It gives me a chance to remove them. If they start naked, it's depressing. Either they've stripped off for someone else, or worse still, in my line of work, they're dead. Marcus Didius Falco, private informer. All legal work considered, and sometimes... Oh, now, wasn't that a piece of luck?
Excuse me, lady.
Please, I'm in a hurry.
You dropped this.
Sounds like a line, but it's true. An expensive jet bracelet. This girl had class.
Thank you. But please, I can't stop.
Well, where's the fire, lady?
And then I saw what she was running away from. Two ugly lumps of jail fodder, jelly-brained, as broad as they were high, just 10 paces off.
Get out of my way, sir.
Well, maybe I can help. Need directions, or...
I need a district magistrate. Those men. Help me.
She didn't need to ask twice.
Hey, punk. Feeling lucky?
I was.
Who are you?
I was doing well.
Oh, you think you're old, do you? Come here!
Only there were two of them. I needed to create a diversion. Luckily, I saw just the thing. The forum steps were always crowded with overpriced market stalls. And all that copperware made a wonderful racket. Just the diversion we needed.
Come on.
Where are we going?
Back to my place.
This is where you live. A laundry.
He should be so lucky. So, what you brought home this time, Falco? Mum? What? She's a pretty one.
You do live here?
At the top of the block. My office and apartment are on the sixth floor. Sort of penthouse suite.
Sweet? It's only the dirt and the bed bugs are holding the walls up.
This vision of loveliness is Lenia. She runs the laundry.
She's your landlady.
I only wish she was.
I've heard it all before, Falco. You're not going to get round me.
Why should I want to?
Because Smaractus has been here.
Smaractus?
A blotch of local slime.
Smaractus and his gladiator.
Allegedly a gladiator trainer.
And his landlord.
What did he want?
What do you think? His rent. And if you don't pay up, his fisher boys will be poking their tridents up your delicate parts.
Oh, Neptune.
Not till I get a written account, they won't.
Ah, don't fret, sweetheart. Your new boyfriend's as slippery as this floor.
He's not my boyfriend.
I'm glad to hear it. His mother doesn't let him play, the little girl.
She's a new client.
Client?
Let's discuss it in my office when Lenya's quite finished pricing up your clothes.
I'm just taking a professional interest. That under-tuning must be a devil to keep, all right.
I suppose so.
A fine lady like you wouldn't have to think about it. Just your poor laundress.
Are you running short of water, Lenya? You'll have us in tears soon.
Oh, there is something I'm running short of. Just tinkle in the bucket before you go up, would you?
Tinkle, you mean?
Lenya?
That's what keeps you white. White. Good old pee.
Urine, Lenya, please. It'd take me 2 years to get her to call it pee.
And you know the Emperor's going to put a tax on it.
The Spasian taxes people every time they use it.
Yeah, only the public ones.
Well, what else do you expect? His father was a tax man. Anyway, every little helps, so if you'd just like to go behind those carding rails, you'll find everything you need.
She's been daintily brought up. You can't expect her to...
We all have to go, Falco.
Oh. Well, I did leave home rather suddenly.
There you are. See? That's the way, honey. Just mind the wet sheets.
Thank you.
Now, how about you, Falco? Your usual bucket?
In you come.
What a wonderful view. I wish I lived somewhere like this.
No, she didn't.
No, you don't.
I wonder if you can help me.
Oh, that's what it says on the door. Here.
Marcus Didius Falco, private informer.
I thought that meant you worked for the Emperor.
Now, Vespasian hates informers. I work for sad middle-aged men who think their wicked wives are sleeping with charioteers. And even sadder ones who know their wives are sleeping with their nephews. That's enough about me. Let's hear your story.
I don't know where to begin.
Your name would be a start.
Oh, it's Helena.
And those thugs who were chasing you.
Kidnapped me, rang our bell, barged past the portal and just grabbed me.
Any idea where they were taking you?
No.
How old are you?
16.
Married?
Do I look like a person who is married?
You look like one who should be. Papa, any plans in that direction? Got his eye on some well-bred army officer?
I wish he had.
None of Papa's friends taking a fancy to you?
Please.
Or was it Mum who did the introduction? Spruce young sons of her girlhood friends?
I haven't got a mother.
No special admirer your family knows nothing about?
Don't be silly.
I can't imagine why not. Still, you're safe with me. Don't worry. There's only one profession that prefers battering a door down to seeing if it's a South Aventine serious crime squad.
But I...
Use the handle, Petro!
Falco, you old villain.
Meet my old army buddy, Petronius Longus. Our friendly local district patrolman.
You have brightened the old place up. Evening, miss.
Poke your eyes back. Her name's Helena.
Hello, Helena.
Good evening,
yeah,
sir.
No need to overdo it.
You were in the army together.
Oh, yes. Way back, veterans of the 2nd Augusta.
Ancient history, best forgotten.
Wasn't that the one stationed in Britain when their queen led the revolt?
Nothing for you to worry your pretty little head about.
I think that's Petro's less than subtle way of saying there's something he needs to talk to me about in private.
There is. Why don't you make yourself comfortable through there in the other room, love?
Well, will you be long?
Long enough to finish off this amphora of Nicotinum I just happened to have uncorked.
Oh, now you're talking.
So with him necking it, about 10 minutes.
Of course. See you later, gentlemen.
Nice manners. Well, if you're trying to bribe me, Falco, you better get started.
Why should I want to do that?
Because there's a hue and cry for a little gold-hemmed skirt who was lifted from a senator's house this morning. Oh, I spell that.
Heiress, is she? Want me to keep an eye out?
Who just happened to be spotted later in the clutch of some slavering ghoul whose description uncannily fits yours.
Fancy that.
Her name's Socia Camelina.
She said it was Helena.
Whatever. She's strictly off limits.
Don't worry, I'll take her back.
Well, it should be me, really.
Yeah, do me a favour. If you take her, it's thanks for doing your duty, officer. If I go, there might be something in it for both of us.
Okay. If you throw in the rest of this amphora.
By the time we finished the amphora, and I'd let Petro stagger home to his wife and three lovely daughters, it was late. But my little lady had found something to amuse her in my absence. I knew I shouldn't have left her in my bedroom.
Didn't know you were a poet?
Neither does anyone else. Give me those.
Who's Aglaia the White Dove? Your mistress?
Never mind who she is. Who's Socia Camelina?
Oh, I am.
Why the false name?
I didn't know who you were. I didn't know what you wanted.
So who's Helena?
My cousin. She went to Britain. She got divorced.
Extravagance or just adultery?
She said it was too complicated to explain.
Adultery. Very loose women being exiled to islands, but to send her to Britain?
Is it that bad?
I don't want to talk about it. Give me my notebooks back.
They're very interesting. Why are you a Republican?
Is nothing sacred to you?
The Empire is.
Me too, and that's why I'm a Republican. The Senate shouldn't hand control of the Empire for life to one man who may be insane, corrupt, immoral, or possibly all three.
She got me started now.
I hate to see Rome degenerate into a madhouse controlled by a handful of aristocrats manipulated by their cynical ex-slaves while a mass of citizens can't earn a decent living.
I think you might be drunk.
I know I am, lady, but the world is still unjust.
Too drunk to take me home?
Too drunk and it's too late.
So, where am I going to sleep?
Against my heart, little goddess. I didn't realise I was that drunk. Oh, I gave her the couch. I slept like a baby. I don't know about her. Come the dawn, and I was off to visit Senator Decimus Camillus. It was his villa Socia got snatched from. Classy place, as you'd expect, seeing that to qualify for the Senate you need to be a millionaire.
Good morning. How can I help you?
The name's Falco. Here are my credentials.
The bracelet Socia dropped. British jet, present from her cousin Helena.
May I ask where you obtained this?
Off the arm of a decorative party I rescued yesterday from two threatening hulks.
Is she hurt?
No, sir. Would you like me to bring her back? This is her home.
Yes. What are your terms?
Depends. Any idea who took her?
None at all. Your terms, please.
Just professional curiosity, don't worry. I've tucked her away safe. I'm a private informer. A watch captain called Petronius Longus in the 13th will vouch for me.
He wrote that down. He was going to check.
My rates are very reasonable.
You may be right that it's wise to keep Sosia Camelina out of sight. Is your hideout respectable?
Supervised by my own mother, sir. True. She scoured my rooms regularly for evidence of loose women.
Sounds safe enough. Though I'd like to send someone back with you just to make sure.
I'd advise against that, sir. I think your house is being watched.
I clocked some greasy meatballs in the cookshop opposite, taking far too much interest in the senator's crib for my liking.
If there's a back way out...
You can go through next door's garden.
Won't the neighbours mind?
It belongs to my younger brother.
So that's the way I went. Things were going well for me. Friends with the senator, open-ended contract, and best of all, Sosia. Very well indeed. Until I got arrested. Ow!
Can I ask who I have the honour of being beaten up by?
My guards are allowed to use reasonable restraint.
Reasonable? I'd hate to see them when they were being unreasonable. And you are?
Attius Pertinax, Edio Fulcapena Gate.
If there's one class of petty bureaucrats I hate more than all others, it's aediles. This one had a sidekick, an older guy who just sat in the corner and watched. I knew he'd be trouble.
Where's the girl, Falco? You better tell us, unless you want my lads to finish what they started. The girl, Falco?
I shall return Sosia Camelina to her family when they ask me to. Do your worst, Pertinax. I shall return her to no one else.
Well, that simplifies matters.
He turned to the guy in the corner. I said he'd be trouble.
My name is Publius Camillus. I am Sosia's father.
So this was her dad. Decimus was only her uncle. You might have said.
You can tell me where she is, can't you?
I could. I had to. Seeing that he was her papa, I even had to take him there. Unfortunately, when we arrived at my apartment, Sosia had vanished. He wasn't very pleased. Neither was Pertinax. He let his man rearrange my furniture into handy firewood sticks.
No, just a minute.
Then he let him rearrange my face. Of course, Petro didn't turn up till they were long gone. When you want a copper, you can never find one.
I told you to keep your filthy men and civic friends away from my...
Mighty Mart. Who did that?
An overexcited aedile called Attius Pertinax. I'd like to open him out like a spatchcock chicken.
Don't talk, it'll make it worse.
Could it be worse?
You tell me. I've been checking up on the Camillus family. The senator's daughter is on travel leave.
First prize 1 week in Britain, sitting prize two.
Shut up. Ow. Your little girlfriend is some indiscretion of the senator's brother. He never got round to marrying the mother, according to the censor's office.
Say what you like about Petro. He did the legwork.
Sosia was recorded as a child of one of his slaves, acknowledged and adopted by him. Either he just wanted to do the decent thing...
I doubt it. I've
...or
met
her
him.
Mother is some high... You met him? Oh, I see. Wasn't too thrilled you'd lost his pet lamb.
I know where she is. You better come and help me fetch her. I may need backup.
Well, 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 wine shop's all closed early.
Hello, Mother.
My mother, friends. Cooking, as usual. Surrounded by other people's children, as usual.
Hello, Sosia.
Hello, Falco.
Some of her own family.
Hello, Uncle Marcus.
My niece, Marcia.
Hello, sweetheart.
All of them stuffing their faces.
You found my new client, then?
I told you she checked my apartment for loose women.
I found a poor motherless child who you'd abandoned, as usual.
Complete slander. Considering Marcia was something my big brother Festus left his girlfriend to remember him by on his last home leave.
I think it's time we took you home, little lady.
Are you sure that's where you'll be taking her?
I'm working for her uncle, Mother. Decimus Camillus. He's a senator. It's all above board.
My uncle Decimus. You know all about it, then?
Well?
I thought he was being cautious, but when I realised what those men were after...
Yeah, that must have explained everything.
He hasn't the first idea what you're talking about, dear.
You always trust your mother to drop you in it.
I would, if she told me.
Should I?
If you want us to help you.
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, don't ask me. I never interfere. I don't know what you two are laughing at.
No, Mother, of course you don't.
Oh, Tell him about your bank box, child. The worst he can do is steal it.
My mother has such faith in me. I've never quite measured up to Festus. Well, he is a military hero. A dead one, of course, but...
My Uncle Decimus is hiding something very important in my bank box in the Forum. I'm the only person who knows the number to open the box. That's where those men were taking me. Careful, it's very heavy.
Now, let's see what we've got.
Shades of Hades.
You know what it is?
Oh, we know.
That lonely hole of a customs post, stuck on the Sabrina estuary, the wrong side of the frontier.
Nothing to do but count the coracles floating in the mist.
This came from Britain, but what is it?
It's a silver pig.
What?
Don't confuse the girl, Falco. It's an ingot of lead, weighs about 200 pounds.
Same as a buxom blushing bride.
How would you know?
It's got silver in it.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it called a pig?
Who knows?
It's what the Brits call it. They're very fond of their pigs.
So it's valuable.
If the silver's still in it. Oh, more to the point. Seen this stamp, Petra?
Yeah, I wish I hadn't.
Why? What does it mean?
Nothing you need to worry your pretty head about. I'll just tidy this away, shall I, Falco?
I think you'd better. Our usual place?
Yeah. And you take the little lady home.
Yes. I need an urgent chat with your Uncle Decimus. I did indeed. The government claims a monopoly on precious ore. This little pig was a long way from home. According to that stamp, it belonged in our mint. Sosia's Uncle Decimus had a lot of explaining to do.
Falco, my wife tells me you brought Sosia safely home.
Nice collection of statuary you have here, sir.
Thank you. We're very grateful.
But I see a piece is missing.
Do you?
An ingot. Artistically engraved by the government. Ring any bells?
Ah.
You're in enough trouble, sir. Why hire me as well?
Calm down, Falco. This is complicated.
I think it's very simple. That silver pig was stolen.
Not by me.
What's your involvement?
Official.
Really?
Semi-official.
And semi-corrupt?
Sit down, Falco. What I tell you has to be in confidence.
Go on.
The ingot was found after a scuffle in the street and handed into the magistrate's office. I know him. His nephew gave my son a posting.
How cosy.
We discussed the ingot, naturally.
Just between friends.
My daughter, Helena, took a letter to Britain. And my brother-in-law is the British Secretary of Finance.
He would be.
Gaius Hilaris conducted a skeleton audit. Discovered there'd been a steady wastage from the British mines for years.
Wish I'd thought of it when I was there.
We needed to secure our evidence. They asked for my help.
Naturally.
Using Sosia's bank box was my bright idea, I'm afraid.
We all have bright ideas.
I'm sure you have the missing ingot safe.
Safe and getting whiter by the day at my friend Lenya's laundry, a vat of bleaching urine.
How ingenious. Falco, can you help us? We can't trust the official machine. Obviously, someone has talked.
The leak didn't come from your household?
It was never mentioned here. I didn't even tell Sosia what she was hiding.
So I gathered.
If this is a cover-up, we need someone like you. Semi-official? Semi-corrupt?
Thanks for the reference.
I had a meeting at the palace today.
You have got friends in high places.
I can't say much more than that. But with the empire to reconstruct after Nero and the Civil War... Those missing ingots are badly needed by the Treasury.
And the Emperor thinks I'm the man to do it, eh? I don't suppose he even knows my name.
He does. I understand you had a brother.
He won't be much use to you. He's dead.
I know. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
No, you shouldn't.
Look, do you want the job?
Well...
Naturally, if you recover the missing silver, you can expect a substantial bonus.
I should hope so. You'd call Special Branch off?
I don't understand.
It wasn't you who set a slick lynx called Attius Pertinax on my trail?
Certainly not.
Has he ties with your family?
No. Well, slight connection and business links with my brother Publius.
Did you tell your brother Sosia was with me?
I had no opportunity.
Someone did. He asked Pertinax to arrest me.
I'm sorry. Publius has been frantically worried about his daughter. So, will you take the job? Find the missing ingots for us. Work out how it's done.
You don't want much, do you?
If you'd rather, I found someone else.
No. You're in luck.
As it happens, I'm not very busy at the moment.
I didn't tell him I never was.
I'll take the job.
Good. Hadn't you better get on with it, then?
So I got on with it. Had a word with the guard at the Capena Gate. Turns out a drayman handed the ingot in last week, hoping for a reward. He got one all right. 3 days later, he was dragged out of the Tiber. That got the Praetorian Guard interested, the lads that look after the Emperor. I knew a guard captain. Julius Frontinus was an old mate of my brother's.
Why did he do it? First over the town wall in Bethel. Well,
first dead.
Where's to him?
Hail and farewell.
Only I don't think I'll ever say farewell to Festus. 2 years since he died.
So, about this missing ingot.
What's it to you?
There's a reward in it.
Whatever they're offering, it's not worth it. This is political. You leave it to us.
Political?
Well, after 4 new emperors in 1 year, Vespasian's a relaxing change for most people. Most.
But not all.
They come siding up to you when you're off duty. Little men with something big to sell.
The silver pigs are financing a plot to ask for space.
You're not so loud. Well, that's a lawyer.
But who's behind it?
That's what we'd like to know.
To buy the Praetorian Guard would take a private mint. Seems someone had braved the British weather to get hold of one.
They approached you.
I stalled for time. Asked for proof.
And they turned up with a hallmark bar.
We were trekking the weevils back to their biscuit when we lost them.
And they lost the ingot.
Looks like it. Next thing we heard, this drayman was boasting he'd found something that would win him a golden handshake from the Emperor.
So you gave him a swimming lesson?
No. Someone else got to him first. Someone a bit less patient.
Nasty.
Vespasian's no fool. He must be onto this. You inform him for the palace, Sunshine? On some special payroll to cover Vespasian if we let him down?
Not as far as I know.
But I was beginning to realise I didn't know much. It was time I paid Sosia's uncle Decimus another visit.
Falco? You haven't found the silver pigs already?
No, but I stubbed my toe on quite a plot. You lied to me, sir.
Well, let me explain.
I don't want to know. I don't touch political work. It's too risky. My mother gave one son to Vespasian. I'm the only son she has left. I'm not dying for him.
You'd see Vespasian assassinated? Plunge the country back into civil war?
People are paid well to protect the Emperor. I've been paid with lies and promises.
But he needs you.
Vespasian doesn't like informers, and I don't like emperors. I thought I liked you. But anyone can make a mistake. Good day, sir.
I stormed off through the bushes. Unfortunately, Sosia was hiding in one of them.
We need to talk.
You shouldn't be talking to me. I'm not working for your family anymore.
I know, I heard. You can't let Vespasian be killed. He's going to be a good emperor.
What makes you think that?
He's not cruel, he's not mad.
He's a star, but...
He leads a simple life, he works hard. I know he's old, but he has a gifted son.
Who stuffed you full of this horsehair?
Elena told me.
Did she?
I wasn't sure I liked the sound of this, Elena.
She knows everything. She's wonderful.
Is she?
Well, you wouldn't like her much.
I suppose she'd like me if she had the first idea who I was.
She does. I write. I tell Elena everything. I've told her... Are you really going away? I won't see you again.
I doubt it. We hardly move in the same circles.
Then there's something I have to say. I've been wondering for days how to... Marcus Didius Falco, I...
Don't say it. Sosia, believe me, when you need to spend days composing your script, it always means it's better to say nothing at all.
But you don't know...
Oh, Sosia, I know.
You do?
There's no point in even thinking about it. We live in different worlds. You know that.
But if I need you...
You won't. In your sweet, sheltered life, you'll never need anyone like me. And, Sosia Camelina, I really don't need you.
I was lying, of course. I did see her again. She asked me to meet her, and I went as soon as I could. For 6 weeks I'd been lying low, tried to forget all about Sosia and the silver pigs. Till I was on my way home one day.
Oh, Falco, your girlfriend's been...
Which one?
Which one?
The one you've been breaking your heart over all summer. Little Miss Dainty with the pedigree and the bangles.
Sophia?
Yeah, I let her pee in the bleach bag.
What did she say? Where did she go?
I don't know. She left you a note.
The note was in my bedroom. She left it pinned down by her jet bracelet, the one I picked up all those weeks ago.
Falco, I know a place where they may keep the silver pigs. If I show you, you can claim your bonus. Will you meet me at the Golden Milestone in 2 hours? If you're too busy, I will go for you.
Jupiter Maximus, no, no, no!
Lenya, Lenya, what time did she leave?
Oh, no.
Didius Falco, what's the rush?
Not now. Oh, dear gods, not now.
Smaragdus's gladiators. Just when I thought it was safe to go back in the water. I was coming round. I wished I wasn't. Where I wasn't a nice place to be.
Now, this is why sensible people don't get behind with their rent.
There was a note. Sophia.
Oh, no, I read it. It worried me, too. I sent Petro to find her.
I have to go to her.
I know.
I tracked Petro down to the back of an old pepper warehouse in Knapp Lane. It looked abandoned, but its yard was full today. As soon as I saw them, I knew. He didn't need to tell me.
Marcus.
He couldn't get any further. It didn't matter. I knew what he was going to say. They found her in the warehouse. When I arrived, they were carrying her out. Her white dress hung like a hank of wool over a grim trooper's arm. Her head lolled backwards. Socia Camelina was dead.
In The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, Falco was played by Anton Lesser, Socia by Felicity Jones, Petronius by Ben Crow, and Decimus by Robert Lister. Richard Derrington played Publius, Francis Jeter, Falco's mother, Gillian Goodman, Lenya, Sean Connolly, Pertinax, and Helen Monks, Marcia. The Silver Pigs was dramatised by Mary Cutler and directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.